ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's a glorious Monday in the big city. Fourth largest, soon to be third largest city.
Number one in your heart.
No doubt.
All right.
Barry is to my right. Nick is through the glass.
What up?
So the all-present accounted for on the usual suspect side. Hopefully you are as well. And you are ready to join us for 3 hours of fun and sports as we get ready to get I almost said Monday. Get a Tuesday going.
That's
nice,
right.
Holiday action.
That's right.
Did you guys have a good holiday?
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Take advantage
Chilled.
Of it.
Plenty of food.
I was going to say, food, I heard, was front and center for you boys.
I ate a lot the last 2 days. Going into the weekend, I weighed about 175 pounds. I woke up this morning at a cool 180.
Actually not that bad.
Not bad for how many days?
Yeah. Well, I really got after it yesterday and Sunday. Saturday, not great, but not terrible. But
holiday weekends are kind of like that, regardless of whether like you do the whole barbecue or the whole family event thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a tendency to wander the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah. It was I made a fool of myself with food on Sunday. Nick can attest to that. We went to the Astros game. Well, first of all, we had Pizza Livino up here at the station on Sunday for Houston game day, and they made me a pizza that I had requested, and then they brought a second pizza, and then they brought this thing called an apple bomb, which was dessert. So of course we had all that.
Yeah, we were full going to the game.
Yeah, I had three pieces of pizza and some of the apple bomb before we left. No, just regular old pizza. But I had asked them, I had always wanted a pizza with ribeye steak on it. So they made it, and it was everything I had ever wanted it to be. It was so good. But then, so we go, we had plans to go get the chicken and waffle cone
right
from the Astros game. So we had already ate the pizza. We were already full, but I was like, I don't care. We're doing this. So we went to Section 126 to get the famous chicken and waffle cones stuffed with mashed potatoes. And they were out. They were sold out. I was like, how are you out? And the lady was like, we ran out of chicken. I'm like, that's the easiest meat to get. How do you run out of chicken in the second inning?
I understand in Seattle you run out of grasshoppers. It's a new thing.
But
you're in Houston and you run out of chicken?
Yeah.
Come on, people.
That's what I've said. I was like, who's in charge of ordering? And the lady that I was yelling at pointed to the lady next to her. And I was like, you know, you've really let me down. You've let this whole place down.
So out of all of this, I was going to call it the chicken drumstick. But the chicken and mashed
chicken
potato
cone.
Drumstick or whatever they call it.
Not just the cone.
You never got a chance to sample that?
You know, I've been waiting all year for that. All year.
Let me tell you what Barry was doing when we got to the stadium. You know, when we got to the stadium, we were both three or four pizzas deep.
Pieces of pizza.
Yeah, well, pieces of pizza. Slices of pizza.
Okay, yeah.
Big slices. Not no no.
And he was literally planning out. He's like, look, in the second inning, we'll go get the waffle cone, right? The sixth inning, we'll get the Astro Blast and have that for dessert. Like, he had it planned out. I was already kind of satisfied from the pizza.
Right.
You know what? Have a plan. Stick with it. That's what you do. You have a plan.
What is an Astro Blast?
It's an ice cream with
a lot of stuff.
Like a concrete mixer with, like, broken up sugar cane and brownie. And chocolate sprinkles. It was delicious. So we didn't get the waffle cone, right? So I was pissed. So I was like, well, we can still go to Shake Shack.
Okay.
And so we left Shock sitting in the outfield. We sat in the outfield the whole time, by the way. And so that was nice. But we left Shock. So Nick and I are like, all right, we'll go to Shake Shack. So we get in line. And we wait. And we wait.
The lines were still bad, weren't they?
The lines weren't that bad. The problem is we maneuver our way through the little ropes like it's a movie theater. Yeah, we get to the front and they shut down ordering because they're so backed up. We stood in line for over 30 minutes. We missed two innings of baseball waiting to order. Not ordering and waiting on the food, waiting to order.
It just wasn't your day.
So, and then I asked the lady, I was like, what's going on? She's like, well, we're backed up. And I was like, do you guys not anticipate there being tens of thousands of people here? She goes, yeah, the grills are too small. When they designed this place, maybe they didn't anticipate because the other one had these same grills. The grills are too small, so we get backed up and we have to shut down ordering. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, how do you not plan? That's like running out of chicken, lady. How do you not plan this?
Meanwhile, the Astros are just going crazy. We're going standing nuts, in line, missing the entire.
Not even the TVs while you're waiting in line?
There was a TV, yeah. But it wasn't the same.
So then we finally order, and they got my order wrong, of course. I wanted the bacon burger. They didn't do that. And then I got the fries with cheese on them, and the ice cream, and the drink. And it was... it's a little disappointing. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to come in and give Shake Shack
a... Was it texture? Was it...
Just taste. Preparedness? It was meh. It was... I gave it like a 4 out of 10.
Nick, did you participate in the burger?
Couldn't do it. And...
You were full.
When Barry said it, he was really let down about it. I was like, man, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Because Shake Shack was really like... The expectations was like super high.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing I wanted to deal with was... taste something that wasn't that good, and I was already kind of full. You know what I mean?
I gave it a 4. The burger was very small. I gave it a 4 out of 10, but I gave the fries with cheese on them a 6 of 10.
Yeah, I tried that. That wasn't that bad.
Anything with cheese ups it over the midway point.
Yeah, and then I had the Astro Blast, which I would give a 7 or 8 out of 10. That was really good.
Did they tell you that the concrete mixer vendor took it in the stall in the restroom before they brought it?
No, I watched them. Okay. I watched the whole thing.
Checking.
Yeah, I watched with like a hawk.
There's no way Barry would let that happen.
I was going to say.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So we do that.
I was going to say, the meat and potatoes hasn't even come yet, kids. It's about to be displayed for you right now.
So we eat all the food. We watch all the game. We ride back with Juan, the Frenchman. How you get a French guy named Juan, I'm not real sure.
Picked us up and took us from the airport.
Busy man.
Very busy.
4 or 5 phones.
Yeah. Yes.
Multitasker.
And multi-languages.
Yes.
Yeah. But he can say the F word in all of them. and he did. So we get back to the station. And now Pizza Livino was, you know, again, they brought us 2 pizzas. And I've only taken home like a slice or two in the 3 or 4 weeks that they've been bringing us pizza on Sunday. So I was really excited that I had my pizza that I had requested be made for me. Mm-hmm. And then they had a chicken Popeye pizza, which I thought it was a chicken pot pie. But no, it was chicken Popeye as in the sailor. Yeah. But so I was going to take some of that. It was really good. And I was going to take that home to my wife plus the pizza that they made for me. Which
These
is like
guys were good with it?
Half a pizza. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was fine. Shock had some. He was going to take home. We were all good. Put it in the fridge. Get back from the game. We left about 12:15.
And you put it in the fridge here at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
We get back at 5. I go to the fridge to get my pizza, and there's 2 slices in it. There was half a pizza.
When you left, there was what, 5?
Yeah, 6 at least. I was so mad. I was walking around this place, cursing, looking in the trash cans. Let's just say that I'm going to find out who worked Sunday. And I'm gonna get all those folks together like it's a game of Clue. And we're going to have a discussion. And one of 2 things is going to happen. Either one of them is going to admit that they ate my pizza, or they're all going to have to chip in and buy me a pizza. Because not only did they take the food without asking, which I would have been fine if guys would have said, hey, let me have a slice. Okay, cool, bro. No problem. I get it. It's whatever. But the fact that you don't ask, you're just a dick.
Plus, think about how much they fondled the pieces that they left in the box.
So that's the other thing. So there's 2 slices left. And then I walk in on Ashton, which that was my first. I was like, yeah, he definitely ate the pizza. But then when I walk in, see, you got to be observant if you're going to be a detective. And I am. I walk in and he's got a Tupperware bowl that's empty. Aha, he probably didn't eat it because he ate his food.
Uh-huh.
And I know that Ashton has been on a diet and he's been slimming up, which he is getting slim, by the way. Someone else may have to hold him for the game because he's gotten very slim. I don't know if I can. I'll be able to handle him. but so I'm like, okay, it wasn't him. The other guys are all gone and I walk around. And I don't see any plates. I'm looking in the trash cans to where everyone was sitting, and I don't see any plates. but I just know the pizza's gone. Shock opens his box. All his pizza's gone. There's one slice left in his. He had like five. These dudes ate almost a whole pizza and left us like two to three slices. And Shock's like, well, I'm not taking this home. One piece.
What happened to work etiquette in the kitchen?
Not in the kitchen. There's work etiquette, but not in the kitchen.
In the fridge. So no.
So would it have changed if Barry put this pizza belongs to Barry on the top of it?
No.
These dicks would have still ate the pizza.
For sure.
So then I'm thinking, okay, now not only did they eat the pizza, but they probably put their hands all over what was left.
Yep.
And I had already texted my wife from the game and said, the pizza was amazing. I'm bringing it home for you and me to have for dinner tonight. She was like, "Ooh, I can't wait. I'm not even going to eat." That's why I was so mad.
So did you call Pizza Lavinio up and say, I got to get another one of those?
No, I'm not going to do that. Those guys are too nice. No, I wouldn't do that. But I was so pissed off that my and my wife's favorite food, pizza.
So did you order it from somewhere else?
No.
You got to please the wife. You got to bring home pizza still.
I was too angry.
He was livid.
I was, and the whole time I'm mad, Nick is laughing at me.
It's hilarious.
It is
he
funny.
He is laughing so hard.
And let me tell you.
At how angry I was. And I even told him, I'm glad you think this is funny, yeah. Nick. I was so mad. I was
there's
mad.
There's some vultures and scavengers in the real world, kids, especially in these four walls.
So we know that it was either Franklin. Jose wasn't here. It was either Franklin, Manny, or Ashton. And who was the intern that was working with us? Was that Frank? That wasn't Franklin. Franklin's the
it was
producer
intern
down
Michael.
There.
But Michael was right with us the whole time.
I gave Michael a piece of pizza.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And so I don't think he would have. So it was either Franklin, who is number one suspect on my list. Manny's number two.
Why would Franklin be number one?
Because he looks like he would steal some pizza. He's a dick.
God.
So Franklin, Manny.
Tell us how you really feel
Franklin,
about it.
Franklin, Manny, and Ashton, the three of them are either going to confess or buy me a pizza.
I will
that's
say
all
this.
I know.
Neither one of those outcomes are going to happen.
Well,
neither
I would agree with you.
None of
put
them
it this way.
Well, you know, Barry spent a lot of money on that pizza, so it just makes sense
no,
that they have to
that.
Buy him one.
It's not that. It's
the
fact,
principle.
No, it's the fact that I had to buy dinner that night, and I didn't plan on buying dinner that night.
And you didn't buy your wife the pizza she wanted.
No, I got her the other thing she wanted.
I'm not even asking what that is. All right, so we got plenty of show to get to. If you want to chime in, 713-780-3776. That's 780-ESPN if you really want to get technical about it. That's the HRNP listener line where you can call us and text us or hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, The Usual Suspects. If you want to reach us via social media, it's at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Some people are already chiming in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. David Navarro comparing you to George Costanza.
Okay. Did I miss that? What does that mean? I don't understand that.
I don't know. Exactly.
I know that Seinfeld. Was there a Seinfeld episode where someone was a bunch of a-holes and stole pizza from somebody else?
Yeah. Nick, now, I would say the whole time Barry's telling the story, just watching your facial expressions and the pure joy that you got out of this,
oh yeah,
it basically tells me that even if you know who did it, you won't tell Barry.
Oh, I would totally tell Barry.
Oh, you just want to
see
what
happens? Just to see the I would throw that person under the bus very quickly.
Really?
You should have seen how animated he was on Sunday.
Now, seriously, on a Sunday, how many people are in the build on this in the office?
And honestly, I'm surprised it took 5 years for something to get jacked, honestly, for you, Barry. You've been here 5 years. You've only been jacked once.
I've never put anything in that nasty-ass fridge. I wouldn't have even done it then, but my wife refused to eat pizza that had sat in the car for 5 hours. Otherwise, it would have just stayed in my truck.
With her on that. I wouldn't do that either.
I would. I don't see why. I don't understand this text. The drank, good grammar, Barry. They got your order wrong because you suck. No. All right. Good life you got there, pal.
Good
keep
thing
it up.
We're starting off hot on a Tuesday.
Nice life you got going there, Texter. Good job, buddy.
Wow. So they get an extra day off of us, and they come back with venom.
Yeah. Somebody said, that's what I get for making fun of Torchy's. The Torchy's is greater than Shake Shack.
Shake Shack and Torchy's are both like highly recommended.
He can't say one is better than the other.
Yeah. Well, the difference is there's 1,000 Torchies around town.
But why
not 1,000 Shake Shacks?
Why? True. This is, again, and Barry's going to give me crap about this. I almost said a potty.
You're damn right I am.
But this is where I don't understand millennial baseball attendees, right? Baseball is hot dogs and pretzels and popcorn and peanuts and beer and soda and all that kind of crap. But the fact that you got to have, and then you're ticked off when you go to a Shake Shack or you go to a Torchy's and you're expecting, first of all, this isn't the full menu. I've heard so many people go, this isn't the full menu at Torchy's. Well, what the hell are you going to do? Have like a cooler the size of the outfield or the bullpen? And,
yeah.
You know, and it's supposed to be fast so you can watch the game. So unlike what you guys had to go through and wait for two innings, yeah. It's supposed to be speedy.
More like Weight Shack.
All yeah. Right. If you want, that's a great call. If you want the full complement, go find one of the local locations.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get this. And then people, well, I'd really like it if they created a burrito supreme, blah, 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 from, you know, what's the one that had all the health issues that everybody goes to make
Chipotle?
Your own burrito? Chipotle. They really need a Chipotle down the right field line. Really? Because that would be a speedy process when people are going, now, do I want the jalapenos?
Yeah.
Should
that'd
I?
Be terrible.
Because that's going to speed up the whole process.
It's gotten to the point where at Minute Maid where they literally put the fountain drinks on the outside.
I pointed it out to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were the one who... And I was like, this is crazy. They're just giving away fountain drinks, but it's probably a part of the reason that, you know, they don't want to slow things down.
Yeah,
they just want people to get out of the way.
Part of the reason you go to a baseball game is you're going to overpay for less than quality in terms of the selection, the quality of the food because it's quickly prepared, all that other stuff. But then I looked at it when Nick and I were at the game, and I'm like, so they're trusting enough that once you buy one drink that they don't care if you go back and get more.
Well, here's a pro tip. We bought the souvenir soda,
uh-huh.
And we sat in the outfield deck area. And the lady that was there, I guess they have like waitresses, I guess they'd be called. I don't know what
that's
they
fair.
Would be. There's folks walking around. And they're like, you know, can I get you some food or whatever? And the lady just gave Shock like 9 refills, just kept filling it for him. Just over, never peeled the sticker off. I was like, well, this is okay. Here you go. This is one way to do it.
At least you're making some of it back.
Yeah.
For the aggravation that you had to endure.
It was a hell of a Sunday, I'll tell you that. But somebody does have a good point. So texter all texting, no tweeting said, Barry, I wouldn't call it stealing. I'd say whoever ate the pizza knew they would produce good radio out of you. Well, I'm glad my anger
Hell yeah.
I'm glad
I just heard bits and pieces in the hallway, and I knew it was going to be
the
whole
segment.
You have
no idea how angry I was. It's not even. I wasn't even laughing. I didn't think it was funny.
I did. But
Nick thought it was hilarious. No, I did not.
It was the unfiltered version of Barry, so you can imagine what he was saying in the hallway.
There were lots of F-bombs while Ashton was on air. He had to close his door.
And
I was so loud.
And I go back to the fact, how many people could pop? How many? There's not much humanity in this building on weekends.
No. Like I said, there's 3 people. There's 3 people that I'm going to find them all on Twitter, and I'm going to let them know that they're
now,
suspects.
Did you question any of them one-on-one already
no.
in an interrogation
Ashton
room?
Ashton was on air, and I was too mad to question him at the time. I would have said things that I would have regretted, and so I didn't want to go down that path right then. But again, he's number 3 on my list. He's at the bottom.
I was just thinking, you got a mouthpiece?
Huh?
You got a mouth guard?
Yeah.
Why? You might need it for this basketball game.
Yeah.
They're going to come at you hard.
You think that doesn't scare me? I'm not.
Ashton's coming at him, Nick.
It's fine.
I can feel it.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Somebody did have a good point. A couple people said, all right, now what you do is you set a trap. You put some food in there with some X-lax
do what I told you about one professional player and what they did to rookie orientation.
Next time I shave my pubes, I'm saving them. And I'm going to put them on some food and I'm going to put it in there. And we'll see who gets the last laugh.
Dang, I'm never stealing your pizza again.
No one's going to know now.
Nick
no
just said again. Know. Does that make him a suspect?
Yeah. No, because he was with me the whole time.
I was with him. I was getting the free pizza. So, but yeah.
The thing is I'm not going to tell anyone now that I'm doing this. I'm just going to take random delicious foods and put them in the fridge, and they're going to be tainted. Like, literally, I'll put my taint on one of them. Yeah, so enjoy this, guys. I hope you steal all kinds of food next Sunday.
I will tell you this. I did something...
Franklin, how my ass tastes! That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I will tell you this. I did something similar.
Yeah?
Oh, you did? But in a different type situation. But I'll share that with you when we get back.
Okay,
all good. Right, the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we're a little on the defense side today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guys, check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Oh, my God. So the guy that Mr. Say It to My Face last week, remember that guy that was like, say it to my face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm 9 years old. Well, he's been texting already. And I figured out how to block texts at the break. So now all his texts just get deleted. Victory is ours, fellas.
Well, Nick, you got to get the soundbite. We just need the Kenbe to go, no, 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 no.
Victory is ours. Now I can't wait to start just deleting all of the crap texts that come in from the stupid numbers.
And then, now you don't have to the leaderboard.
Starting with 8187. Those four, if that's you, we'll never see your text again. Thanks for playing. All right.
And here's the thing. When you make comments on the text line, that good thing no one heard the story because no one's listening. You are, and you came back,
yeah,
and you
no
continue
sense.
To text, so you are the idiot.
It's funny when you say no one listens to your show, but you're listening. That's like the dumbest. That's literally the text version of I know you are, but what am I? Or something like that. It's just, I don't know. That's craziness.
And by the way, before we get on to sports and other things as well, I want to tell you that the trick that I played was when we lived in Midtown, and we had one of those thieves that would go around stealing UPS.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa would still neglect what I told her, and she would still have things delivered to the house without signature. Well, thankfully, we had two packages disappear, but they were like makeup brushes and some other stupid stuff that I was like, oh, good, you got what you deserve. I said, wait a minute, because I found them. I found them like six houses over in the bushes. And one of my neighbors goes, hey, Joel, there's one of your – I go, what? One of your packages is in our bushes. I'm like, what? That did sound dirty. But I went and got it, and I looked at it, and I'm like, what are these? And Lisa goes, oh, those are brushes for my makeup things. I'm like, okay, so this guy got nothing like he thought he was getting when he stole our stuff. So I said, all right, I got a deal. I've got a plan. So I took the simple brown box, and I kept it on the back driveway slab during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I collected all the feces that my dogs delivered to our lawn for 1 week. I then taped it up really neatly. And then I got a packing slip that basically said it was being delivered from an upscale department store.
Nice.
And I put it on our front doorstep.
I like it.
All I know is that the box disappeared, and if they and I put like the tissue on the top, and if they went in hands first,
Oh,
they got a whole lot more than makeup brushes.
Wow.
And I felt good about
nice.
It.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah, I felt really good about it.
By the way, yes, Dr. Dre and Quentin, your texts are still coming through. It's just the one number. Just the one. That's all. That's
so,
it.
So Nick brings up a very, very interesting topic.
Here's an interesting topic.
Here's an interesting topic off of the spinoff of CSI Barry. And that is, as he tries to get to the bottom of who stole the pizza, how many of you are guilty of doing this?
Yeah.
I thought that the workplace kitchen area was somewhat sacred. Now, I've seen the commercials that say, yes, Neil, you the one that stole my yogurt. I know it was you. I wasn't angry. I was just disappointed. No, no, no. I want to know how many of you are ballsy enough to go into the kitchen and say, I know it's not mine. I know it wasn't like one of those leftovers from a meeting in the conference room deals. But you're going to indulge in the workroom refrigerator buffet because you decided that it was fair game.
Yeah, I want to know, too. I want to know what kind of dirtbags we have listening that are stealing food from people. Have you never stolen anything out of the fridge?
Out of the fridge.
Now, I will tell you this. The other day...
Okay, well, hold on.
I know what you're getting at. I've never stolen anything like that. I wouldn't steal food.
Who's getting at, me or him?
Him. He was like, because I knew, because I was saying like, oh, I would never steal food. I figured he was going to follow up and say, well, what do you steal?
No.
Oh, okay.
You have very bad thoughts of certain people sometimes.
I was gonna ask, does cans of Diet Coke count?
Well, yeah, of course. Everything counts.
Yeah. Right.
I might be guilty.
You went into the fridge here and took someone's Diet Coke?
Not here. It was when I worked at Halliburton.
All right. Well, that doesn't matter. Because
you know what? I bet you this happens in like places like Google, Facebook, like the biggest offices
in
the world.
No, they give you free drinks and stuff at Google.
They do.
That's
probably true.
Yeah, because I've been to the Microsoft campuses before. You just walk in and it's whatever you want is there. Food, drink, whatever.
Who just got the new campus? Whether it's Apple or Google, one of the two just put up this gorgeous new like $1 billion campus for the employees, and definitely every day they are fed. There's like choices, and you get food and drink all day.
I don't know who it was, but a lot of them do that. Also, there was when I worked at Halliburton, I can't find it, and I'm trying to, but there was someone was stealing food from the refrigerator. And so some lady left a note and was like, "Hey, I don't appreciate you taking my yogurt," or whatever it was. "I'm pregnant." And then this dude wrote on the note that she left on the fridge, "Hey, I stole your yogurt and it was delicious." And she was like, "You're an a-hole for taking people's food." And he was like, "Yeah, but at least I'm not hungry." And then like they would go back and forth after day, leaving each other messages. It was hilarious. I would just take pictures of it every day.
Entertainment for all the employees.
Yeah, I gotta try to find them, but it was really, really good.
The boss should buy lunch just because that's entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, that's seriously, because I want to know. Barry wants to know, Nick wants to know. It was Nick's idea. Whether you text, you call, or you hit us up on social media, let us know if you're that guy. Or that gal. I mean, if you've gone into the work kitchen hungry, knowing you either didn't bring your wallet in, you don't have change, you don't have whatever, but you indulged and helped yourself when it wasn't there for the helping.
Somebody said, "I do it all the time, bleep them."
Wow.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Some dirty people. Like, I told Nick the other day, they had the whole corporate had a meeting and they had lunch. And all I wanted was they had baked Lays. And I hadn't had them in a while. And normally, by the time we're in like second segment, the baked Lays are like in the kitchen on the open table, and everybody says, "Go help yourself."
And everyone's had their hands on them
no
already.
No one this time. The whole 3-hour show, and I'm going, "Are you serious?" The one day that I'm like craving some chips, no. But then after the show, they turned it over. Oh, I went in there and I had to have the baked
Lays. I heard you were like in the corner, hiding behind the door, eating the baked Lays two hands at a time, just shoveling them in your face.
That's false, and that may be an exaggeration, but I was still making sure that I got a good share of it. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah. Oh, I found it. Hello. This is how it starts anyways. "Hello, please refrain from stealing Pop-Tarts from lunch bags that do not belong to you. Sincerely, disappointed pregnant lady and her unborn child." To which that person wrote, "It was yummy. You will never catch me. Wahaha, tart thief." And he drew a picture of a half-eaten Pop-Tart.
See, that's awesome.
It's the best. I'll tweet that out. Even and then if this it, kept
even,
going, though.
Even if it wasn't him, it's still great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was it was like that for a while. But I only have – oh, here you go. Yeah, here's the funny fridge one. All right, I'll find these and start tweeting them out. If you want to follow me, at Barry is funny.
So at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. You can reach us on social media too. And I want to know if you guys are out there. Some of you people are at least honest because you can hide behind your keyboards and just text us randomly, so you're not going to be called out. But if you have the balls to steal food in the fridge at work, then have the nuts to be able to admit it so that we can talk about it here on the show. 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on social media. So, plenty to talk about in the sports world, too.
Can we talk a little Astros?
That's where you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that?
Unbelievable. Tyler, I give Tyler full credit, by the way, because Tyler was on it from the get-go saying, they got a lead. I'm not worried about it. These are the Stros, and he seemed to keep his calm demeanor. I was thinking about it, kind of chuckling, looking at Twitter while I was watching it in the house and doing some things around the house. But as I kept peering at the TV, I was like, I don't see him coming. Once Grossman hit the home run, I'm like, you know what? I don't see them coming back from six. But boy, if they did, this could be like one of those magic moments where you say it could just possibly be their year. And then lo and behold, the 11th eighth inning happened, and you're like, where did that come from? And how awesome is that?
Well, they've done, what, 5 runs 3 times this year?
Yeah.
So at one point when they were down 7-2, I tweeted out, I was like, yeah, Astros like 5 runs, like, ugh, whatever. And I really didn't think, once they ran, what's his face, Santana, I really felt like that they could get to this bullpen. And they seven innings, Santana gave up on one earned run and five hits, but he was looking really good.
Yeah.
And once they got into that bullpen, like they have all year, I don't know what it is about this team when they face the other team's bully, but they seem to do all right.
Yep.
And they ran Santana after seven, and then, of course, in the eighth inning, they just started mashing.
It was like, again, when you talk about all the crazy things that could line up in one game. So it's bright sunshine, and then all of a sudden it's a monsoon, but they don't stop the game. But then the Astros go through all the trouble of getting it to be a one-run game, runners on the corners, the pitcher's on the ropes, he's got a 2-0 count, Springer's thinking he's going to walk me or he's going to make a mistake, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the umpire calls the grounds crew onto the field and says, let's stop it. And you don't have to be a lip reader to realize what George Springer said like 18 times.
Horse crap.
That's effing horse something.
Yeah.
And kept repeating. I thought, now this is going to really be something because the story's going to be they got within one. And they got off, and Minnesota got let them off the ropes and got away because of the fact that the game was stopped. But no, Springer base hit. Then the inning keeps going, and our man Reddick hits a ball into the right field gap. Guy looks like he should have had it, doesn't make the play, and you're like, holy, they're going to win it.
Yeah, that's the thing is you don't have an inning like that without a little bit of luck in there. You know what I mean? Like you had the guy slipping and falling after he missed the catch, which allowed Springer to score. Right. And yeah, there was just some luck involved to that. But that's one of those. The only thing I could think of in amidst all of my excitement of what was taking place was this is their year.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, this is how you know that this team is special. Because things like this usually happens to the other team. You watch the Cubs of last year and go, man, look at that. Look at the breaks they get. Not only are they good, but they get these breaks. They get these balls fall in and these guys are missing these in the most inopportune time. And you see that always happening to the other team. And yeah. Now you watch the Astros and you think, this should be their year. This could be their year.
That's what I kept echoing in my head. If they would actually do this, this would be the sign of all signs.
But then the Houstonian in me says, oh God, the fall from grace is going to be so bad and so steep.
Nancy, here you go.
When they lose in the seventh game in the AL championship, oh.
But
they lose the pennant in the seventh game on a walk-off homer. It's going to devastate me. To no end. But that's the Houstonian in me.
Yeah, and you know what?
Feeling like that's the path we're headed on. Think about the 98 Astros. Were you here for 98?
Yeah.
Were you here in 98?
Yeah.
That was the best team in baseball by far.
That was the Randy Johnson year?
That was the best team this city has ever seen. That's, yeah.
They lost to the Padres.
And that's the year that Kevin Brown shut them down.
Yeah, even though they had the unit.
And that's my fear for this
team. Here's the thing that pained me. So I'm thinking, oh, God, I can't wait to watch Sunday Night Baseball and all the ESPN games yesterday because of the fact they all are going to be talking about this great Astros comeback. Well, then, of course, the Royals are playing last night. And all they want to talk about is, yeah, you know, they're really good. But let's remember, they had the Royals with a four-run lead. Was it the eighth inning? Four-run lead with less than six outs to put it away. The Royals not only won the series, but hey, they won the World Series. Think about this: if you're Houston, don't you say "what if"? And I'm like, why would you do that today?
Yeah.
Why in the world would you do that today? And I hate to say it, but it is. It would be so Houston because the other thing that I hated seeing was they were doing stats of teams that started with like a 34-16 or better record to start a season and where they finished. Two of them won the World Series. Another one made it to the series. And then another one didn't even make the playoffs. And I'm oh, God, don't let that happen.
Yeah.
That would be disastrous.
Somebody texted, I took some flavored coffee creamer once from someone I didn't like. Still felt really bad about it. So I filled it back up with some water. That's not right.
That's dirty. That is dirty, dirty.
My wife used to work at Target. She literally taped her lunch bag shut and someone literally cut open her bag and ate her stuff.
There's some savages out there, man.
There's more. We'll read more, but oh my gosh.
Like, is it worth it if you're an employer? Do you have to think about a security camera in the kitchen?
Oh, you Mike. I only steal food from the underprivileged. They don't miss it. They're already underprivileged.
When is it time?
Let me tell you the worst part about this tweet is that, or this text is that I only steal food, still STILL.
That's that OU education.
Nice try, OU, Mike. Okay, so what more?
I was going to say, when is it time? But you enjoy it too much.
I like OU, Mike. I'm not going to do it. He's back in my good graces.
All right. So there you have it. So, again, I see you cowardly people are not going to own up because the phone lines are open, which means no one's going to admit they steal food at work. But yet when they can hide behind a cowardly keyboard and text it, oh, they're all about it. All right. Well, let us know if you want to join the show. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. You can text and call to that number. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We've got Tiger Woods to get to. We've got a little bean brawl that happened between the Nationals and the Giants to get to. We can talk more Astros. NHL Game 1. Everybody watched, I'm sure. Plenty to talk about. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know how we like to do it? We are very participatory. I know it's a big word for you guys, but we like participation from the listeners. And that's what we like. We also like to get off the beaten path because far too many times there are stories that are beat to death before we get to them. So we'll get to them. But we got to the most important thing. The Astros are still the best record in baseball with a huge comeback. But more importantly, are you a food thief at work? And if you are, how dare you? And why don't you own up to it? We want to know because we've got to be able to identify these things. So without further ado, Emron is on hold. He wants to talk about it, but of course, The heading is stole food from friends. That's even worse. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Long time no talk.
I know it. I told Barry I haven't heard from you in quite a while.
Yeah. Hey, so, like, I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I don't have to steal food from work anymore. Well, I've never had to steal food from work. But back in high school, during lunchtime, I used to rob pizzas from my friends. I used to lick my finger and put my finger on the pizza and be like, hey, are you going to eat that?
Oh, well, especially with Barry. Oh, my goodness.
I would honestly try to fight you if you did that to some of my food. Did anyone ever try to fight you or?
No, my friends were pretty cool about it. And
you're lucky.
I was a starting running back for my high school, so I guess nobody wanted to get me injured.
Or they weren't willing to take the risk of getting their ass kicked after their pizza got touched.
Look at you, man. You're just blatantly taking people's food.
Bullying.
That's just wrong. Yeah.
That's
you're
bullying.
A food bully. That's what you are, Imran. You're a food bully.
Yeah, I guess I used to be.
Oh, you
Wait
don't do it
minute.
Anymore? You don't
Wait
do it anymore?
Minute. Yeah, once a food bully, always a food bully.
Yeah, but like now I have like money to buy food, so I don't like steal food or anything from work.
Blame your economic status for your bullying. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, that's like people with sexual fetishes that say, I have money to take care of this thing, but yet you still do it anyway.
Yeah.
The dirty way.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Nasty self. Yeah. Some other text about this. I work with a bunch of bums that bring garbage-ass food to work. Nothing worth stealing. Okay. Although you've thought about it, obviously.
Yep.
Food thieves are scum. Almost got in a fight in college when I was working retail when someone was stealing my food. I feel you. I definitely would do that. It depends on how much food that you want is available, like pizza box 3/4 full or a sandwich tray or a cake. I've taken a piece of all when I didn't know it was up for grabs. Now, this did cross my mind, given the situation that I went through on Sunday, the anguish and the pain that I'm still feeling. Mm-hmm. I did try to think rationally about it, and maybe they thought it was just leftovers that was up for grabs. Do you think that's the case? If there was a box of pizza in there, would you think it was leftovers left for? Because it happens sometimes,
right?
Yeah,
but knowing our culture, usually when that happens, it's just on that table there in the kitchen.
Thank you.
But that's when it's up for grabs.
But it's a weekend where it could spoil. Because I'm going to be my wife now. Because no matter what, if I'm righter than right, she always takes the devil's advocate other side. So I'm going to say this. That's why I said, did you put your name on it or anything on the box? Because if there's multiple boxes, then you think, well, someone didn't bring two boxes of pizza from home. So you're thinking, oh, these were leftovers from like a meeting or something on Friday, and they just didn't want it to spoil, so they put it in the fridge. So I would say this. Benefit of the doubt to the thief.
Franklin.
If there's multiple boxes from the same place, in this case, Pizza Lavino, in the fridge with no identification on it, the assumption could be made, hey, this is probably left over from Friday. They threw it in the kitchen.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah,
I thought about that. I thought about it, and it didn't. My rage took over again, and I didn't care were the case.
This is the new chapter.
And I'm not putting my name on it because I feel like then if I did that.
It wouldn't have helped.
It wouldn't have helped. But then even more people would go in and mess with it.
Someone might have done it purposely.
Like someone would just put a booger in there or definitely not putting my name on it.
They see Barry. They're like, oh, this is Barry Warner's? Oh.
Hey, shut that kitchen door. I'm going to put the speed bag on this piece.
Yeah, exactly. That I'm definitely not. I'll put someone else's name on it. Like I'll put Nick's name on it. No one messes with Nick. Everyone likes Nick.
That's a fact.
I'll put Nick's name on it. You're like the darling around here. Everyone loves you, and I hate it.
No, that's not true.
I do not think I'm perceived as the darling.
You are both ends of the spectrum. Because there's people that adore you, and there's other people like Trey who think that your fuse is so microscopically short.
Who are you talking about, intern Trey?
Oh, he's terrified of
me. I'm not really worried about intern Trey.
No, he's terrified of you.
Good.
That's funny. Somebody texted, I used to work at the Shell refinery at night, and I'd go around the whole plant into different control rooms and offices raiding all the fridges.
What?
Sodas and food. No food brought from home, though. Only food ordered in, frozen or sealed food. Okay. See? So
that thief has some standards, I guess.
I guess. Still, food thieves is a...
That's a tough one, man.
Oh, gosh. All right,
Brian wants to get in here. Brian, you got a story about food?
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up, man? Brian?
Not much. So I have a food. It's not really food thief, but a food thief redemption story.
Okay.
So I'm 31 now. I moved to Kingwood when I was 13. Started going to middle school. Noticed in my locker during PE that my money was missing. I couldn't figure it out. So on Thursdays we would run 2 miles and then come in and do whatever we wanted. So I did. I went really fast. I was the second one in one time. The first guy was stealing money out of my locker. He had the locker right beside mine. He saw the code. So being the new kid, I didn't want to start anything. So I went and told the coaches. They said, handle it on your own time. So the next Thursday, something started to rub me wrong. So I knocked him out. And it ended up being my friend that started the whole thing. And I told him that he deserved it anyway. And he was nothing but friends with me throughout high school.
Could you?
Can we go back to just the thing that's kind of being just glanced over here, glossed over? The coaches that said, "Work that out on your own time."
They don't. They're busy coaching. They don't have time for the rest of that.
Boy, Barry, millennials this day and age, you bring something like that, that's a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually,
yeah.
And I'm old enough to remember something like that. I can't tell you. Coaches were the worst about taking care of an issue between students. I'm sorry, but like when I went to middle school, they were the worst.
Oh, my God, especially if a football player took, like, a kid and gave him, like, we called them Grundies, but, you know, gave him the undie pull and then hung him on their locker or something like that. Coach is like, well, probably the little guy probably deserved it, but if not, let them work it out on their own time. Really?
This was a text. Somebody said, I worked at a radio station. One of the jocks, a 350-pound woman, always stole food. So I made a sandwich and just left the tomato edges and filled the insides of the tomato with 4-alarm chili powder and Tabasco. She had to leave in the middle of her shift.
That's awesome.
That's great.
See, that's fantastic.
Yes, that is good. Somebody said, John said, I worked on a boat where they would bring out a bunch of food and snacks for us, and we're supposed to stay in the kitchen. There were some guys grabbing empty boxes and would fill them with snacks as soon as we get them in the galley. Then they would be the main ones bitching about people stealing the groceries because they would take them to their room and people would steal the food from their room. That's what they get.
Or put a little Visine on some of that food that people are stealing.
Yeah.
And let them realize that your tummy gurgles are going to turn into a whole mess.
Is that true? Because I've heard both. I've heard that works and it doesn't work.
I've heard more to the fact that it works than it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. If not, just go right to like
I really think I'm going to set a trap, though. I'm not going to say how, when, or why. It's not because it might be during the week.
I think it's a good idea, and it makes for great radio.
It might be during the week. It might be on the weekend, but I'm going to set a trap. So just on notice, gal.
But here's the problem. If you do it during the week, gal
media,
you may incriminate someone that wasn't a criminal during the weekend.
Don't care. There will be some food left in there that's tainted.
I just think that Nick needs to get that sound effect of the SUV. Doom, doom, doom.
Law and Order.
Yeah, the Law and Order. Doom, doom. The next chapter. Barry Strikes Back. On May 30th, 2017.
OG took said, I've taken my wife's food and blamed the dog.
Genius. What? Genius, that guy.
If the dog was on the counter, and I'll say this too. My last dog, he was good enough about being able to get on his hind legs, balance on the counter, and then slide to the side to get to where the food was. Caught him stealing pork chops off.
Nice.
Yeah. We had friends over, and they were grilling, and they made pork chops, and they put them like on the side of the stove while they were getting more stuff off the grill. Caught him red-handed. He got up on his hind legs from one side of the sink, slid the length of the counter, and ended up pawing down on the floor a pork chop. By the time he got back, the bone was on the floor. It's good work. I told him, hey, he earned that. No doubt about it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he should.
All right, we got plenty more show to get to. One of the books, two to go. Plenty more show. If you want to join, please do. If you're a food thief, please own up to it now. 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. You know the Stros won again yesterday. You know that they are the best record in the major leagues. And you know that a lot of people predict that at the end of the year, they will be the last team standing. If that is the case, then I tell you people now, is the time to buy bedroom furniture at Gallery Furniture. Why, you say? Well, anytime is a great time to go to Gallery Furniture and get a great deal. But if you go now and you purchase bedroom furniture, and I'm talking about Macapedic mattresses, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, the adjustable bases, all the things that you need to sleep comfortably on a nightly basis, go to Gallery Furniture. And if you spend more than $3,000 on all your bedroom furniture, and then the Astros win it all at the end of October, guess what? All your furniture is free. Free, free. That's the way Mac does it. You know, he's done this with Super Bowls. You know, he's done it with a lot of different things. He did it with the election. Now he's doing it with your Astros. And it's all to support the hometown nine and hopefully get him over the top. Go to galleryfurniture.com for details or visit one of the three locations. It's I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. It's the Galleria, Westheimer, and Post Oak. And it's out in Katy Sugarland Way off of Highway 99. Mattress Mac says, and he believes what he says when he tells you that Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. ESPN 97.5.